From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Tuesday, May 24th. More violence on the CTA. A man is dead after being stabbed on the Blue Line. Police and paramedics found him at the LaSalle station near Ida B. Wells and Clark just before 11 last night. They say the 40-year-old was stabbed in the chest while riding the train. He later died at Stroger Hospital. The Milwaukee District North Line is back up and running this morning after the latest deadly Metra crash near Grays Lake. A train slammed into a dump truck at a private crossing around 7 yesterday morning. The driver of the truck was killed and a Metra rider was injured. The crash caused the train to partially derail, disrupting service for more than 12 hours. Famed civil rights attorney Ben Crump has been hired by the family of one of the three women who died in sweltering conditions at a Northside senior apartment building. 72-year-old Gwendolyn Osborne died at the James Snyder Apartments in Rogers Park on May 14th. Her family blames the management for not turning on the air conditioning. Crump has a press conference planned for this afternoon. Relatives of another victim, Janice Lee Reed, also filed a lawsuit yesterday. Temps remain on the cool side with a below average high of 64 and a mix of clouds and sunshine. Another round of rain returns tomorrow. Tune in on TV or watch anytime on the stream. You can find CBS News Chicago on the CBS Chicago website and app.